Welcome to Harping on Rugby, keeping the rugby chat going 24/7. I've made a few tweaks to this podcast, like shortening the opening spiel, and so the focus can now be on your thoughts and opinions from during the week. This week I want to talk about a few new features that's going to be running on Harping on Rugby, or, you know, how the next season is going to go. But in future, there will be more of your comments and more of my reactions to them, and that's going to be the focus. That's what I want to do with this podcast for the next coming season, okay? Now, first up, I want to talk briefly about the halftime quiz. That's back up and running this weekend, and question 10 is going to be posted at halftime during the Scotland-Ireland match. So get in your answers as fast as you can on Twitter or Facebook. The points scored in this round will count towards the dumptackle.com league tables. You can check the blog to see how they're doing. Also in this round, we have the playoffs for the teatimes.ie league from last season. So best of luck to the four left taking part. And the grand final will be held next week during the France-Ireland game. So that's how that's going there. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, have a look at the blog, click halftime quiz, and you'll read all about it there. And try and have a go if you can. Now, this week's open side topic was this question. If the World Cup warm-ups could definitively answer one question about the Irish team, what would you hope it to be? Okay, and here are some of the responses I got. On Twitter, Tom D. Keating said, wants to know if Ireland is going to compete at the World Cup or just do the usual turn up and take part. Okay, Rugby Kino wants to know, is it physically possible for Tomás O'Leary to give quick ball and not box kick absolutely everything he gets his hands on? Don't know there's much more I can add to that. Thanks, Kino. The Tank simply wants to know, are we what we expect of ourselves? Very deep, but very true. Kieran Kelly asks, is Jordan Murphy the best fullback that never got enough caps for Ireland? Well, we'll see how he recovers from his injury, but of course, I'd say Rob Kearney's got the inside track for the 15 jersey. Gory RFC simply wants to know the confirmation of our best halfback pairing, and that's very true. That's a big question there. Mondo9B asks, do the team choices give us an indication that Declan finally has his best team decided? Well, we'll have to see about that one. And Jonathan Myers asks, if Ireland lose their friendlies, can they spur themselves on to win the Rugby World Cup? Because we play better as underdogs, not champions. Very good point there, Jonathan. Thanks. And on Facebook, we have these. Damien Scott asks, does Tomás O'Leary get found out for the donkey that he is? Okay, thanks, Damien. Shane O'Regan asks that Leo Cullen is fully deserving of a run in the first team. His time has come. That's true. And congrats on Leo for leading the side out tomorrow. And finally, Stephen Gallagher asks, are we going into the World Cup as realistic contenders? And I think that's the best way to finish it, because that sums up what we'll be looking for over the next few weeks. Now, that's all the comments for this week. But like I said, in future, I plan to give this podcast up to your comments as much as possible. So keep them coming. If you haven't checked out the Facebook page yet, please head over and do so. Facebook.com/HarpingOnRugby. I get some super comments there during the week. And lately, there have been some lively discussions on such things as the Irish team to face Scotland, the mysterious announcement on the future of Irish rugby to be made by the IRFU next Monday, the new Rugby World Cup game, all those kinds of things. So head on over, like the page, and by all means, stick in your 2 cents whenever you can. Now, on the blog front, I've got a new feature starting next Wednesday, and I'm really excited about it. I hope it goes well. Can't tell you too much about it, except it's called Roots and All, so maybe you can work out what it is from that. But if you do know what I'm talking about, you're obviously helping me with it, so I want to thank everyone who's gotten involved with it so far, and I'm really looking forward to launching that on Wednesday, so keep an eye out for that. Now, next, I want to give what I'm calling my six-pack predictions. Every week on this podcast, I'm going to give six teams that I think are going to win in rugby over the weekend. Now, I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win. I'm not going to guarantee you're going to win any money out of them. But I also promise to pick at least one team that the bookies haven't gone for. So these are my six for this weekend. New Zealand, Ireland, England, in the Currie Cup, Western Province, and in the ITM Cup, Southland and Taranaki. So they're my picks for this week, okay, for what it's worth. Social media account, follower count is up 35 this week to 2209, so welcome on board all the newbies. But that's all I've got time for. Enjoy your rugby wherever you are this weekend, and be sure to stay in touch, never pause, and always engage. Come on, the Ireland!